WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The agenda for tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes two contracts for improving South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits.
That's after the council learned at their last meeting about BTU plans to move electric lines underground.
Our initial estimates for that project was about $13 million. We think we're going to come in more around $10 million, probably.
General Manager Gary Miller says construction's underway from Villa Maria to Enloe, which is across the street from Hensel Park. In a separate transaction, the council will consider a nearly $3 million contract that will rebuild the street and replace utilities along South College from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. Traffic signals will be replaced at College and Sulphur Springs and at South College and Old College, along with the realignment of that intersection. If approved, that work will start next month with a targeted completion in October. Then TxDOT scheduled to start building sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Hensel Park. Council also consider a $1 million contract to move other overhead utility lines underground that do not belong to BTU. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next Monday is the first official day on the job for the Bryan School District's new superintendent. Since the unexpected departure of Tommy Wallace last September, additional duties have been spread among the rest of the administrators in the central office. School Board President Trey Moore says it makes for a stronger administrative team.
Because they've carried so much, I think that puts them in a better position to help the transition for a new superintendent, because they literally have been running the district on a day-to-day basis since the fall. So everybody's up to speed on even their job and their neighbor's job, if you will.
Moore says there is a mutual excitement among the current administrative team and incoming superintendent Christy Whitbeck. The city of College Station recently passed its first year of a new curbside recycling program. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine gave an update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's incredible to see people who never wanted to recycle to say like, hey, you know, this is easy.
By weight, the average amount of recyclables per household in College Station has nearly tripled from 6.5 pounds to nearly 18 pounds per year. In College Station's total residential recycling has risen from 805 tons to nearly 2,000 tons a year. A man will survive being hit by a train in Bryan Friday night. Police report the unidentified person attempted to move away at the last minute before he was struck. Union Pacific reported the train was headed from Hockley to Ogden, Texas, when what they described as a trespasser was hit. And a Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of capital murder and the death of a 7-month-old girl. 38-year-old Talorenz Tennell was sentenced to life without parole for the murder of his girlfriend's daughter in February of 2015. Tennell was under the influence of PCP when he caused fatal injuries that included multiple skull and rib fractures, bruises on her chest and the bottoms of her feet, multiple abrasions on her face and head, a broken left femur, and a dislocated or broken right wrist. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Agency at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road, Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
A little rainfall in the forecast over the next couple of days as winds off the Gulf of Mexico continue to bring moisture into the region. Clouds today, there may be a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're up close to 80 degrees. There's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60 to 65. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, after a sudden-death win over Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia took home the green jacket in Augusta. Meanwhile, the NFL is investigating possible violations of the league's gambling policy after the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship. And the Aggie baseball team clinched their series with Auburn while Oklahoma State was swept by the Aggie softball team. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now speaking of the softball team, That's pretty cool. What's the story on that, Chelsea?
Yeah, so Lexi Smith she's actually a junior college transfer. She's from Temple, and she played her first 2 years at Temple College. But she came in, and she's a junior at Texas A&M. She's usually their third-day starter.
Okay.
And apparently has a really good voice and decided to sing the national anthem on Sunday before she started the game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One more highlight of family weekend, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Wow. So, yeah, no, she's been a great addition to the team this year, mm-hmm. and really, really cool.
And she sang the national anthem.
Yep, yeah. And then went and got on the mound.
Did that thing.
Yep.
So now, if you couldn't find anything to do this weekend, it was your own fault, that's for sure.
That's right.
Ah.
So much.
Weather was outstanding.
Yep.
And I know I was taking part in things that were going on in downtown Bryan, and they had a great crowd down there. For First Friday and then also the Art and Street Fair. But on campus, there was just a jillion things going mm-hmm. on. I can't imagine what traffic was like.
Oh, God.
And then go ahead and layer on top of that that the Easter egg deal was going on at the Bush Library
right.
Museum. And, of course, the weather was great. I heard, I don't know, thousands of people there.
Really?
Wow. And again, part of it has to do with the weather, mm-hmm. that's for sure, because it was just so great to be able to be outside.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Easter egg hunt itself doesn't last that long, so people hung out there. Our friends down in Chapel Hill had the Blue Bonnet Festival. Couldn't stir them with a stick there. have not heard how things went at the Museum of the American GI, but I'm sure that they had some crowds out there as they open their World War I exhibit.
Yeah, so plenty to do.
Yeah, it was good to have.
Big weekend.
So if you find yourself driving down Highway 71 and it's over near Bastrop, you're probably going to want to keep an eye out for signs directing you to the giant squirrel statue.
Oh, yeah.
Holding the pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Because right next to that roadside statue is something you should absolutely not miss, and that would be a vending machine stocked with full-size homemade pecan pies.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
A pie vending machine.
Yeah, and now a pecan vending machine. That's it. Yes. Both the squirrel statue and the pie vending machine belong to Birdall Pecan Farm. You ever seen them?
I don't.
Yeah, think about driving there. They're over near Bastrop. Okay.
We're going to hear about them now.
You will,
oh,
that's
yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Pretty awesome.
They have pecan pies, which are in such high demand that, in fact, they put in this 24-hour vending machine to make sure that pie lovers were able to find their pies around the clock. The pie machine, thought to be the only one of its kind in U.S. America, is restocked every day with freshly baked pies and other sweet pecan treats as well, even more frequently during the holiday season.
How cool. I've always seen that squirrel. I've just never stopped.
That's it. That's Miss Pearl.
Yeah.
Stands 14 feet tall.
That's awesome.
The one thing I don't know is how much is it? What do you charge for the pie? Would be interesting to know. See a picture of it here, and it says, you know, 24/7 pecan pies. Not sure.
And I imagine they might actually run out sometimes, too.
Well, I don't know how you successfully deliver the pie in the machine down so that it doesn't bust
fall
up or
apart.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not sure. How many of them are eaten in transit? You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Well, think about that. You've stopped at a roadside place before.
Yep.
Sure.
You buy some food. Are you going to go, ooh, let's put that away. We're not going to
eat
those.
Wait until we get home.
Yeah, those peaches or apples or whatever.
I mean, talk about, though, maybe going to a relative's house for whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas or another holiday, and you forgot your pie or your dish and just stop on over at the vending machine.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Boom, talk
right
about
there.
Convenience.
Yeah, it's officially, I guess, Cedar Creek, Texas is what they're saying.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's over there. That's it. It's a vending machine. Well, look, they have vending machines for worms. They at least ought to be able to have a
vending machine. They have makeup vending machines in airports.
That's right. They do. They have a lot of different looking vending machines in airports.
So I bet they figured out a way to make the pie work.
Yep. All right. You remember it's 7:17. You can join us 979-695-1620, or you can just call us if you want to. And chat about or share whatever happened to you this weekend. Remember the story about the dress? This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that
nobody could tell what color it was.
You didn't know what color it was.
Oh, yes.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Dress.
Some people thought
black
it was,
and yellow.
Right,
or
blue and black, and then the others thought it was white and gold.
Oh, yeah, that's what
okay.
it is.
Okay. Well, now, apparently, 2 years later, scientists have just figured out why some people thought that the dress was blue and black, and some people thought it was white and gold. Apparently, it had to do with how much you sleep.
What?
Study from New York University found that people who wake up earlier were significantly more likely to see it as white and gold. People who tend to sleep in were more likely to think it was blue and black. The original image was seriously overexposed so that our brains had to make assumptions about the colors. People who woke up earlier and used more natural light so that their eyes subtracted the blue light. Thus, they saw white and gold.
Wow.
People who wake up later, stay up later, are used to more artificial and blue light so that their eyes were more likely to subtract the yellow light, thus giving it the blue and black look. So there you are.
Very interesting.
So someone jumped on that quick, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and said, we need to figure out scientifically why
exactly.
this is happening.
Well, if we don't know, if we don't have an explanation. And if you remember last week, we were talking about how the carbon footprints that we are creating are stirring up the atmosphere, so we're going to have more turbulence on airplanes.
Uh-huh.
So the next time it's turbulent air, we want you to think carbon footprint and come home and tell your member of Congress to quit doing that because they're causing your air turbulence. Now, we have to have an explanation for everything. Somehow, some way. It's human nature that we need to know exactly why that's happening to me.
You can't just let it be.
So the legislature in Texas passed the budget on Friday. The House got theirs done, and the Senate already had theirs done, so now they'll go to conference committee. And there's always lots of fun and games when the state legislatures get together, not only in Texas, but in Oregon, where the legislature may have an unusual... And I got another story on the Texas legislature later. But the Oregon legislature may have an unusual request for voters in the next election in that state. Should ongoing discussions in the state capital of Salem materialize, voters would see a question on their general election ballots asking if a 172-year-old ban on dueling by public officials, as in
like pistols,
pull out the gun thing, yeah.
Pistols at 10 paces?
10 paces, exactly.
Should be erased from the Oregon Constitution. See, the constitutional ban in question, Article 2, Section 9, which says anybody who offers, accepts, participates in a challenge to fight a duel, or shall agree to go out of the state to fight a duel shall be ineligible for any office of public or trust or profit. So the article, which in law was signed just 30 minutes after its drafting back in 1845, and that was before Oregon even became a state.
Wow.
So they had a constitution before they had a state, so now they're looking at whether or not they want to change that. It's not like we hear a lot about having any kind of duels going on in Oregon or really any place else.
Is this happening a lot? Or
don't know. Apparently, they think that that's going to be a problem.
What is this, Chicago?
Yeah, really. Oh, yeah, gosh, I forgot to check that again today. How many people have died in Chicago? So are we, it's 7:21, are we wrong to think that, I don't know, I grew up thinking that you could bribe your way to a country that's immediately adjacent to the United States in the South, that you would be able to bribe your way out of things, you know, without saying the name of the country. I'm just saying, well, a former attorney general of that country caught over the weekend trying to smuggle $250 million worth of cocaine into the United States.
Ooh,
whoops.
Attorney general of the country.
Yeah, that's a nice representation.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Oh, by the way, next half hour, Sharknado news.
Ooh,
finally.
Yeah, I know. We haven't had any of that in a while.
Cliff Howard's going to be happy about that.
He will want to see that. So while this is kind of an interesting theory, the Federal Reserve has been missing $81 million since February of 2016 from its account in Bangladesh, but it showed up in their account in the Philippines. They are now thinking that the whole thing is from a cyber attack from our buddies in North Korea. Basically, they are accusing that country of robbing banks and getting away with it. See, we're just trying to make Kim Jong-un not only fat, but have a bad haircut, and now he's trying to shoot missiles off and steal money.
Yeah.
So, doesn't make much sense, but that's what they're saying. That's the next thing that's possibly happened.
And they probably hacked Sony back then in 2014.
You're probably right. That's exactly right. They could have done that. Also, we don't have time right now, but there's did you check on April this morning?
Oh, I haven't, actually. Okay. But I haven't. You know, it's one of those things. I haven't heard anything either.
Well,
and I feel like my phone is going to be blowing up the minute this giraffe is born. Oh, I just checked on her. They're letting her go outside.
Yeah. Well, they're saying she might not be pregnant.
What?
I feel like a lot of people think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll delve into that. Once again, we've got a scientific explanation, apparently, for all that as
well.
Wow. This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun in collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters' Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning. It's 7:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a shot of some showers today, about 50-50 chance. And while it's overcast, there's no rain out there. at all. 81 will be our high temperature today. Got a 60% chance of heavy rain tonight with a low of 65. Still a 50% chance of rain on Tuesday. We may not make 80, but we will for the rest of the week. Anywhere between 80 to 83, they're telling us. Currently, the winds are out of south at 10. 87% relative humidity. Overcast skies looking at 71.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80. And I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health
Science. As a matter of fact. All right, here we go.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A lot of people think the Democrat Party is unified in everything that it does, but it isn't. The Washington Post sat in on a recent Youngstown, Ohio Democrat strategy session. Local Democrats complained that the National Democrats' comeback strategy was designed by a bunch of elitists, protesters, and wacko consultants from California and New York, people who don't have a clue about what Democrats in the middle of the country care about. A county chairman said that even though they scream about the economy and jobs, National Democrats still don't care. He said Trump talks about trade and jobs, while the National Democrat elites are still obsessing about which bathrooms people go into. He said the Democrat Party sets their hair on fire. They run around like it's the end of the world whenever Trump so much as sneezes. But Democrats in middle America don't care about that stuff. They're struggling. They're living paycheck to paycheck. The Democrats are not helping them. They've left the little guy behind. They're trying to make ends meet, and their party still doesn't care. The Post also quotes Ohio Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan, who says the Democrat Party's relationship with blue-collar workers, once the base, is fundamentally broken. And you know what? The local Democrats are right. They are being ignored, and it isn't going to change anytime soon, because Democrats in Washington are embarrassed of anybody who doesn't live in New York, Washington, or California. Doesn't matter what party. They don't like you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Bailey, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. It's working for us, and it's paying off big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For more than 6 months, Bryan School District Central Office administrators have been working without a superintendent. That follows the unexpected departure of Tommy Wallace. School Board President Trey Moore, speaking after final action was taken to hire a new superintendent, says those who have been carrying the load is a positive as the transition with a new leader begins.
I think with a new superintendent coming in, because of that familiarity they have with the process, you'll see Dr. Whitbeck's transition be much faster. But not only faster, but I think it will be a more thorough transition, because you have some people in the cabinet that have really dug down into some different roles that they may not normally be used to.
Moore says that is also a benefit for the new superintendent.
And I think with Dr. Whitbeck coming in, she can help assess who's where, maybe where some people need help and whatnot. Just kind of a whole different look at what's going on. And, you know, we may see a reordering of priorities. We don't know until Dr. Whitbeck is here and really gets fully involved to see kind of where she thinks everything is at.
Christy Whitbeck's first official day is next Monday. While the Texas Senate's hope for state-funded school vouchers was dashed by the House last week, senators are trying again to allow homeschool students to participate in UIL activities.
The kids would be part of the teams of the school they would go to if they attended public school. And the bill includes restrictions to outlaw recruiting. Homeschool parents like Don Stroud lined up to praise the bill and to blast public schools.
How can this body deny parents the right to withdraw their children from the failing system and educate them at home without forfeiting their child's right to compete in UIL programs for which their tax dollars are paying?
The proposal dubbed the Tebow Bill after homeschooled Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Construction is underway to move electric lines underground in Bryan along South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits.
ETU General Manager Gary Miller told the City Council at its last meeting what was originally a $13 million project is now estimated to cost $10
million. We are going to convert 1.25 miles of overhead distribution to underground. $8 million per mile to underground. It's a lot.
The agenda for tomorrow's council meeting includes two contracts. One's for $1 million to move other overhead utility lines underground that do not belong to BTU. And there's a nearly $3 million contract to rebuild South College from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. That contract also includes realigning the intersection of South College and Old College and replacing traffic signals there and at South College and Sulphur Springs. If approved, construction will take place between May and September. That'll be followed by a contractor hired by TxDOT to add sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Hensel Park. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Just over a year old, the amount of recyclables being collected from homes in College Station by tonnage has more than doubled. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says College Station residents can get more recycling information through an app
called My Waste, and that has everything in it. And I know some people are still really confused by our schedule. I forget when to set my container out sometimes, but an app will help. It'll send you a quick little reminder letting you know, hey, today's your day.
Total residential recycling in College Station has risen from 805 tons to nearly 2,000 tons a year. And per household, the average weight has nearly tripled from 6.5 pounds to nearly 18 pounds a year. A Union Pacific train headed from Hockley to Ogden, Texas, Friday had an unscheduled stop Friday night in Bryan. Police report a man on the tracks attempted to move away at the last moment but was struck. The unidentified man was taken to the hospital where police say he will be okay. UP says PPD is handling the incident involving what the railroad described was a trespasser. And a Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of capital murder and the death of a 7-month-old girl. 38-year-old Talawrence Tennell was sentenced to life without parole for the murder of his girlfriend's daughter in February of 2015. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says the family of the victim, Haley Burleson, is happy with the verdict.
I hope that, you know, she's looking down on us somewhere and, you know, proud that we tried to get justice for her as well. You know, you never want to see a 7-month-old taken from this world. We can't bring them back, but we can try to make things seem a little bit better. And I think we did a little bit of that with this verdict.
Tennell was under the influence of PCP when he caused fatal injuries that included multiple skull and rib fractures, bruises on her chest and the bottoms of her feet, multiple abrasions on her face and head, a broken left femur, and a dislocated or broken right wrist. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news anytime or again at 8 o'clock. You can always go to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Join Messinahoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messinahoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
So we all have stories about traveling, what a hassle it ends up being for whatever reason. Sometimes it's out of your control. Well, take that stress away, and you can do it by just going to groundshuttle.com, booking your travel to either of the Houston airports. They'll come pick you up. They make 10 trips a day to IAH. They do 4 trips a day to Hobby. You can pick them up. They can pick you up at your office or your home, as a matter of fact, if you make arrangements ahead of time. Here's the deal, though. You get to sit back and enjoy the ride, take care of maybe catching up on emails, actually reading, just letting the driver take care of all the problems that are out there with traffic. Parking. How about parking when you go to Busch? Huh? How much fun is that? And remembering where your car is afterwards. I mean, it really can put you in a bad mood just as you get started. Plus, the seats that you sit in at Ground Shuttle are probably the most comfortable you'll be in the entire trip. And in lots of cases, they've got Wi-Fi available, too. So book it this way. Call them at 855-303-4415 or just go to groundshuttle.com and make those trips to the Houston airport go a whole lot easier with Ground Shuttle.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning, 738, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A little rainfall in the forecast over the next couple of days as winds off the Gulf of Mexico continue to bring moisture into the region. Clouds today. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're up close to 80 degrees. There's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60 or 65. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Sergio Garcia earned his first major win in 70 tries, taking home the green jacket at the Masters. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team series with Auburn. Plus, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on their sweep of Oklahoma State. And some current and former NFL players could be in hot water for possible violations of the league's gambling policy after the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so now I don't get that. Why would they be in trouble for participating in that because they're saying that betting takes place?
Yeah, betting, you know, and gambling is involved.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's amazing. I think there are people who also gamble on football games. I might be wrong.
What?
And
you don't say.
You also, it's amazing to me, while the NFL thinks that gambling is horrible, that the injury reports have to come in 24 hours before the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wonder why that has to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I get it. Arm wrestling is one person. I guess you could throw the match. That part makes sense. But to really try to get twisted up in knots over that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally.
We'll see. Hey, Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want you to hear more clearly. They are going to be giving away a complete hearing aid system. You have to register. Now, the deadline to complete your entry is Friday, April the 14th. So go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. So we were talking last hour about this deal of the talk about homeschoolers being able to participate in UIL events and designating where you would be, who you would be representing by the attendance zone for your particular school. And how that could be a little problematic because, oh, I don't know, you might get recruited. Oh, wait, you just found a house over there that would be a great place for you to live with your son who's 6'4 and weighs 270. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting how that would work. So in our discussion about that, parent called, homeschooling parent, and said, you know, part of the other consideration is no pass, no play.
Oh, yeah.
Because let's say that you've got that young person who has some athletic or literary ability, and I think we're going to say athletic more than literary, okay, in this case. But how does the school know what you're teaching and how that child would be performing in their scholarly duties?
Very true.
And then you get the state involved in that portion of it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that that's the whole reason there are many homeschoolers who decided to homeschool.
Yeah, you start getting the state involved in homeschooling, it just becomes public school.
That's right.
Last
thing they want to have to do is answer questions, okay? My kiddo's going to homeschool. They're going to test out. They're going to be able to do well. And then for the emotion of it, they call it the Tim Tebow rule. I love that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Did they get his permission?
I don't know if you need to, that is interesting. No, and I mean, I think it's important for even homeschooled kids to have the ability to play team sports.
Certainly.
But there are other ways to do that. There are tournament teams and club teams, and there are city league teams for youth. I mean, there's little league, stuff like that. There are other ways, and I understand it's different. It's not the same necessarily playing for a school, but you don't go to that school.
And if you think your child is really, really good at what they do, you know, there are private lessons that you can do. There's also Olympic development leagues in almost everything.
Well, and so many student athletes now are being recruited through club, tournament, select, whatever you call it.
Sure.
Those teams, they are not being recruited necessarily from the high school teams that they play on.
Yep. Yep, because there are enough people watching.
AAU, you know, select baseball, club softball, club volleyball, all of that stuff is where the college coaches are going to recruit.
It's almost as if they'd have a vested interest in the earning ability of the... Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. All right, so we were talking about how the Texas legislature just... The House just passed their budget. Senate did it earlier, so they go to conference. So they're patting themselves on the back today, saying, boy, we've done so well. We told you a little while ago about the Oregon legislature that is struggling with the idea of whether or not they want to ban having dueling in their constitution because it's only been there since before they were a state. Hello, caller.
You mentioned not knowing, kind of knowing where your kid might be and performance-wise, and you choose homeschool and public school. I just wanted to mention that the Fletchers over at Rudder, the gymnasts, were homeschooled until they got up in the high school, and then they chose to do the high school thing so they could participate with gymnastics.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I understand. So there are opportunities to do it that way. Yeah. So anyway, the Texas legislature. You know, in Texas, we have a state dish. It's chili.
Mm-hmm.
We got a tree. It's pecan.
Yep.
We got a fish. It's the Guadalupe bass. And soon, we may have a really cool addition to state symbols.
Awesome.
Plans are to have a state gun.
Ooh, yeah.
There are 49 others going, dang, I wish we'd have thought of that.
Right?
Resolution to make the cannon the official state gun passed through the Senate committee hearing last week and the first step to becoming law.
I heard about this like a little while ago before, obviously, it hit legislation.
Yep. Well, there's another proposal that calls for the 1847 Colt Walker pistol to be recognized as the official handgun of Texas. So, see, we could have ourselves a state gun and a state handgun.
Awesome.
We got the Bowie knife, okay? Which, by the way, this was James Bowie's birthday today. And so, you know, that should be maybe the official state knife, okay? So just saying.
Yeah.
We do have our an official pollinator. That would be the Western honeybee.
Mm.
We have an official cooking implement. That's the cast iron Dutch oven.
Okay.
And we have an official seashell. That's the lightning whelk.
I did not know we had so many official things.
We do. There's a reason for that, I guess. But nonetheless, I mean, do you have people out there trying to angle and be lobbyists for the lightning whelk to be the shell?
I mean, it's pretty cool that we're a state that has a seashell.
I agree.
Because there are some that don't have that option.
And some that couldn't. Yeah. That's right. Hello.
Well, you can legally own a black powder cannon, and you can get a repro of a Colt Walker, but it's illegal to carry a Bowie knife in the state of Texas.
You know? Think about that. A computer hack has set off emergency sirens in Dallas for about 90 minutes. Do you hear about this?
No.
One of the largest known breaches of siren warning systems. Dallas's 156 sirens, normally used to warn for tornadoes or other dangerous weather, were triggered at 11:42 p.m. on Friday night.
I did hear about
yikes.
Yeah.
The wailing did not end, it says here, until 1:17 a.m. on Saturday. Officials had to manually shut down the sirens.
That could not have been fun.
No. Oh, no, yeah. Especially, it's got to be terrifying in today's political climate.
Sure, sure,
all
yes.
of a sudden, air raid sirens to
right.
go off.
Right.
The security breach believed to have originated locally. I guess they're probably working on that today. What do you think?
I
would think so.
Yeah.
Here's Pastor
sure
Paul from
happen.
Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
A parenting expert once told me, "Stop entertaining your children. Childhood is supposed to be lame, boring, and tedious every once in a while." I admit, I cringe when she first said that. When our family goes on vacation, I'm totally guilty of trying to entertain my boys. I want to be an awesome dad, so I'll take them to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and the beach, and all in the same day. We'll stumble back to the hotel at midnight, exhausted, and they'll say, "That was great, Dad." But I think to myself, why did I do all that? There's a place for crazy adventures and for making room in your schedule, but some parents obsess about giving their children a magical childhood. That's not healthy for you or your kids. The perfect childhood, and there is no such thing, requires parents to work around the clock to make sure the child's every waking moment is just wonderful. And that sort of coddling will never prepare a child for the rigors of adulthood. That's why childhood needs to be boring sometimes. Send your children outside to play or to ride their bikes, or let them figure out on their own how to fill up their time. But don't act as a cruise director in their lives. Being disappointed or bored from time to time is just part of life. Children who are responsible for their own happiness won't become adults who think the entire universe revolves around them. Occasional disappointment or boredom in a child makes for a good adult. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
A recent study asked 12,000 adults why they take expensive multivitamins and minerals. With the answer, here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
University studies show that multivitamin supplements are mostly synthetic and do little to improve your health. I believe the secret to great health is pure, natural nutrition, not chemistry-set supplements. Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days and experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at texassuperfood.com. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, in Augusta, Sergio Garcia has his first major win in 70 tries, taking the prestigious green jacket at the Masters in a sudden-death playoff win over Justin Rose. Here's Garcia.
It was a hard week, but it was one very, very enjoyable, and you know, I will never forget. And I get to call myself Master Champion. That is amazing.
The 37-year-old Spaniard trailed Rose by two shots with six holes remaining before ending his two decades of close calls and major meltdowns in major golf tournaments. In A&M baseball, the team bested number 11 Auburn 3-1 to clinch the series with the Tigers. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Couldn't have been better. We played amazing defense, had a special week. I mean, beat a really good team on Tuesday night in Dallas Baptist, and a team that's playing as good as anybody in our league, 2 out of 3 this weekend, and it's a start.
Next up, the Aggs host Abilene Christian tomorrow before a three-game road set with Alabama starting Thursday, and you can catch all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the fifth-ranked A&M softball team beat Oklahoma State yesterday 7-0 for their 13th shutout of the season, marking a complete sweep of the Cowgirls for the Aggs. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Yeah, I'm pleased with getting the sweep. Our kids did a really nice job. And just defensively, pitching-wise, we got three different starters on three different days throwing complete games. And then just big plays at big times. And offensively, lots of opportunities. Some we stranded, some we didn't. But nice to see us put a complete weekend together.
The Aggies next travel to Fayetteville to take on the Razorbacks for a three-game series. First pitch is slated for 5 p.m. on Friday, and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch, and the ground ball to short. It could be two. Elvis to Odor on to first. The ball game's over. Rangers turn it 6-4-3. Dyson throws the two ball. And the Rangers have won it by the score of 8-1.
Joey Gallo homered, and the Texas Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 8-1 yesterday. Meanwhile, in Houston,
high ball four, a walk-off walk, and the Astros have a winning homestand and a winning record through 7 games for the first time in 11 years.
Jake Mariznick hit a tying home run in the 9th, and Evan Gattis drew a bases-loaded walk in the 12th to help the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 yesterday and stop a 3-game losing streak. In the NFL, the league is conducting an investigation into the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championship involving at least 30 former and current NFL players. Steelers linebacker James Harrison and former Seahawks cornerback Marshawn Lynch were reportedly two players involved in the contest. Since the contest involved betting and gambling, current players could be in violation of the league's gambling policy and may face fines. And in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 124-111 yesterday in their home finale. Meanwhile, in Sacramento, James Harden earned his 21st triple-double of the season, leading the Houston Rockets to a 135-128 victory over the Sacramento Kings yesterday. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day. Thanks to our good friends at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, a 2013 Chrysler 300S. It's got one of them Hemis in it. 5.7-liter V8, sunroof, leather, one owner, for just $19,588. Again, that's a 5.7-liter V8 Chrysler 300S for just $19,588. Now, if that's not the direction you want to go, you're not a car guy or girl, or you want maybe a truck, Truck month is over, but they've still got great deals on tons and tons of F-150s, and that is the hottest selling truck in America for 40 years running. And no matter what you buy there, you can get it customized with Texas Custom Outfitters, and all of it will be rolled into the financing, so you're just going to make the one payment. To find out more, all you have to do is make the short drive south to Navasota or find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, I'm always talking about how you guys have a team mentality over there mm-hmm. to handle the experience for people's buying and selling processes they have to go through. That really is kept in check by the fact that you guys use modern technology and things like that to always stay in touch, not only just having morning meetings, but y'all have different systems in place to keep you in touch with each other, right?
We do. So we always tell people it's not a handoff mentality at all. We meet every single morning to go over where we are with what we call our pipeline listings, which are upcoming listings of course, our active listings and listings that are under contract. And then we use real-time technology so that everybody in the team knows exactly what's going on as far as feedback. So we have one individual that's assigned to collecting feedback, and that's presented to the clients and to the entire listing team in real time. Same thing with just updates on what's going on with getting homes set up. For example, we've got, you know, last week a home on realtor tour, and so we know exactly when the home is set and it's ready to go, and the questionnaires are out on the counter, and so everybody knows exactly what's going on at all times.
Get in touch with online, zarealestate.com.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memory. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian and Navasota. So you know, the Masters was missing something pretty significant this weekend. The azaleas.
Oh, I heard they died in the freeze.
The weather was not right. Not right at all. So usually that's part of what you see there, and it didn't happen.
At least they had the loblolly pines.
Well, that's right, they did. So the University of Denver, I just knew they were going to do it. They are the men's hockey champions. Remember, we talked about that last week.
I actually passed it up, like, on TV this week.
You could have, but you didn't, right?
I saw it, and I clicked, and then I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was.
We talked about that.
That's right. Denver University defeated Minnesota Duluth in an exciting, I'm sure, 3-2 game.
Ooh.
And they probably were burning couches and throwing them out the window in Denver after that. Because you know those students from the University of Denver, how they can misbehave sometimes.
Indeed.
Did you hear about the guy named Joe McGrath? He's been Joe McGrath his entire life. Didn't know it was going to pay this kind of a reward. A group of 10 people in southwest England recently planned a trip to Spain for their friend's 30th birthday. But after they had already booked their plane tickets and all of that, one of them couldn't go. His name was Joe McGrath, and they couldn't get a refund on his trip. So they decided to see if there was somebody else named Joe McGrath who wanted to go. They sent messages to 15 different Joe McGraths on Facebook and told them what was going on. The only one who responded was a 26-year-old guy named Joe McGrath who works as a radio host in Northern England. Well, of course, he's a disc jockey. He'll take anything free, right? And he thought it was a joke at first, but then his boss said that he could take the time off. He drove 3 hours to meet him, and it was legit. And he spent 3 days last week on an island in Spain off the Spanish coast. Everything was paid for. His airfare, his hotel, everything.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, would you do that?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't have a name like Joe McGrath.